And you're welcome back. You're with The News at One, an extended edition today for Budget 2025. We're going to get a further reaction now to that budget. Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats is joining us next from Leinster House. I saw that in advance of the budget this afternoon, you were saying that from the leaks, the budget had a touch of the Bertie Ahern's about it, that the cash was being splashed. What do you think after the budget? Is that still your view?
Hi, Rachel. Yeah, I certainly do. I think it's very reminiscent of the kind of, I suppose, many times reckless approach by the Fianna Fáil government led by Bertie Ahern. And there's certainly touches of that here today. A lot of money being sprayed around in the hope that it'll buy the election for the government. But, you know, you have to ask. Everybody likes getting a few extra bob, but these are once-off payments in the main. And that's all very well, but, you know, when it comes to Christmas, and Christmas comes and goes, and in the new year, when prices are continuing to rise and the bonus payments have dried up, what happens then?
Who would you have left out, though? Who's getting money but shouldn't?
But I think the approach is wrong. I think the whole idea of, you know, giving people cash payments is wrong because it doesn't make any lasting change. I mean, it doesn't address the kind of very serious problems that the country is experiencing. It's not going to change, for example, the fact that houses are so unaffordable or rents are so high or, you know, the childcare services are in such a shocking state in terms of children with additional needs.
Mm-hmm. But aren't there measures in this budget in all of those areas?
There aren't really. No, there's nothing of substance. The government has taken a very deliberate approach to, you know, front load it with cash payments before the end of this year, but then not have any real substantial investment in those public services next year. And I don't think, you know, the shortcomings in those services, the long waiting lists, you know, for so many different things, the shortage of home care places, all of those kind of things, I don't think they're going to be affected in any kind of substantial way. And you have to ask, you know, is this budget going to make any long-term positive difference to the country? And I think the answer to that has to be no.
Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats, thank you. Let's talk now to Michael Fitzmaurice of Independent Ireland. Michael Fitzmaurice, listening to various opposition spokespeople over the past 10-15 minutes, the main criticism, that the thread that joins their criticisms together, is their belief that this is a budget for the short term, that there's too much short-termism here. Is that also your view?
Well, it is a budget thrown by votes, but let's call a few things, you know, let's praise what's good. In fairness, I welcome the increase for the elderly or for people with disability or living alone and all of that. We have to welcome that. I do welcome the money that's going for infrastructure, but to be honest about it, it's a measly amount. It likes Irish Water. If we're talking about building the number of houses that we're talking about over the next few years, 1 billion isn't going to solve anything. We need to be looking at value for money as well. I welcome the likes of the money being put into affordable housing. But the problem is that if we are now gone to a stage where a modular home is costing 445,000 for what I would call a half house, because it's 600 square foot, that'd be 900,000 for an ordinary four-bedroom house in Dublin. We are gone out of control, no matter what money you throw at anything. We are getting no value for money as a government. They've lost the run of themselves. The bicycle shed will tell you that. But the sad part of this is that if you look at the likes of school transport, I cannot see a figure put in for that. Because if they're talking about climate, it's the likes of school transport you need to be looking at. On top of that...
They did. I mean, there are a couple of lines in there now. I can't recall the precise detail, but they do say they are committed to extending it and enhancing it.
Correct. And I looked at those lines as well. But I'm committed to a lot of things, but you need money to make sure you do that. And you need to put the figure in. How's this figure's in for everything else? But the poor relation, and I had to smile to myself and in one way shed a tear to myself, that at the ploughing I saw all these politicians hugging, nearly kissing farmers, that they were the greatest thing since the sliced pan for 3 days. They were doing TikToks and doing everything to make sure they were standing beside farmers. But have a look at the agricultural budget, a day that there is billions kicking round, a day that the likes of Independent Ireland, we brought out a policy where we need new farmers in and bring out a retirement scheme. We had a full plan given to the government of what they needed needed to do.
Mm-hmm. And would you have liked then something more on that today?
But sure, we got nothing. Have a look at the budgets that's in it. It's a bit of tweaking and a bit of turning and a bit of what was given out last year on a yearly scheme redone again. There's 140 or 50 million, but that includes a yearly figure allocation on different schemes like the calf scheme or like the sheep welfare scheme. Farmers today have been left behind. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil have listened to the Greens and they believe that farmers, we actually don't need them with the way they have done this budget today for the agricultural sector.
We're going to have to leave it at that for now. But thank you very much for joining us. We are, though,